Welcome to In the Studio, the podcast dedicated to empowering and elevating dance creatives like you. I'm your host, Aubrey Aries, and in each episode, we'll dive into practical tips, strategies, and inspiring stories to help you take your dance career or project to the next level. Whether you're a choreographer, dancer, producer, or in any other creative role, this is the place to learn, grow, and turn your passion into a success. Make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on AubreyAries.com for more insights and updates. Now, let's jump in to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of In the Studio. I am very excited to talk about today's subject, and that subject is how to make the transition from dancer and performer to instructor, teacher, choreographer. Now, the simple answer is start somewhere or anywhere. But to be honest, it's not that easy because that means having to put yourself in front of people, sharing your creation or your skills to an audience. And as any other creatives can surely understand, that's quite some pressure. So here are three tips to help you get started in the transition from dancer to professional. Number one, start practicing your teaching skills or your choreography skills on your own. You want to get into the studio and begin creating a sequence or a pattern that feels right to you, something that is of your style, that's original to what makes you different as an instructor or a professional. From there, you want to practice that in front of the mirror, breaking that down. I know it may sound a little funny, but hey, you're just practicing your curriculum. And understanding your own teaching sequence and practicing the ability to project to a group of people is extremely helpful as you start this journey. Are you feeling stuck in your dance journey, struggling to juggle the creative side of things with all the business details? Or do you just need a second pair of eyes on a specific topic? Sometimes all it takes is a little clarity. Introducing the Clarity Call, focus solutions for your dance business and career. In just 45 minutes, we'll focus on one challenge that's been holding you back. From managing your time to promoting yourself or even figuring out the best way to price your services, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, but we'll dive into what's causing the stress and leave you with real, actionable steps to move forward. This isn't just about business, it's about you, your passion, and finding a way to make it all come together with ease. Whether you're a performer, choreographer, or company owner, you deserve to feel clear and confident in your next steps. Book your clarity call with me by visiting AubreyAries.com and let's turn your frustration into progress together. Number two, gather some friends and practice. Sometimes it's easier to throw yourself into something. So bringing in a trusted group of friends or a trusted group of people that can give you some feedback with all of good intention is maybe a great place to start. And what I mean is just placing yourself in front of that trusted group of people to teach your pattern, to show your choreography, and just to see how it feels to be in front of a group of audience, especially if you've never done it before. I highly, highly, highly advise that you start with people that you trust. Last but certainly not least, seek mentorship. This is important as an instructor or a teacher or a professional of any kind. You always want to have someone to kind of bounce ideas back on and off of. And it's very important that you have someone who you trust where you can kind of roll ideas off. Is this the way that I should go? Is this not the way I should go? And then you feel like you're kind of building your support team. I know for me, when I started teaching bachata, it was extremely nerve-wracking because most of the time that I was teaching, a lot of the lingo or a lot of the names of steps are in Spanish. And so to have someone around me to mentor me who understood the language, understood dancing, and most importantly, teaching, it really helped me build my confidence a lot faster, having that type of support. So I would highly suggest looking for a mentor. Listen, you guys know that I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to keep it real with you because that's what this whole podcast is for. And when I speak on finding mentors, you want to find mentors who are out there to support you and not, number one, deter you from doing this or following the things that you want to do and or that are trying not to be competitive with you. It is important to surround yourself with supportive people who emphasize the right environment that fosters growth and resilience. supportive individuals should uplift you, and truthfully, they should be celebrating your success and encourage you to overcome certain challenges. And they should be creating a foundation for personal and professional growth. And the truth is that humans will be humans. You are going to possibly run into people that may envy you. And that could be because of this new energy you bring or these fresh ideas. And it's important that you don't turn a blind eye to those possible people. And that I'm not saying that you have to get rid of them. I'm just saying, you know, be aware. You have to be aware. And when you turn your talent into your business, you always have to be aware. So there you have it. Those are just a few starter ideas for those looking to get into teaching and choreographing. Let me know how it goes by visiting my website, aubreyaries.com, or follow me on Instagram at fulloutaubs, F-U-L-L-A-U-B-S. Oh, man. At F-U-L-L-O-U-T-A-U-B-S. I look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, stay creative, stay inspired, and I'll see you in the studio. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but trying to find the best makeup for stage has always been so hard. Until I was introduced to Standing O Cosmetics. I've been using Standing O for the past 3 years, and I have never felt more confident on stage. So confident, I couldn't keep this one to myself. Now my entire dance company uses this brand for performance. So now I'm letting you in on the little secret. It's easy to apply makeup with colors that pop and just elevate your stage look. So unleash your bold and vibrant side with Standing O Cosmetics. Quality stage makeup. Visit standingocosmetics.com. Use code Aubrey for your special discount.